Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Hey guys, welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig. It's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for a Talk Magic. And I got to tell you right now, I'm super excited. I am talking to somebody who I spoke to on Talk Magic a couple of years ago when we were still locked down and unable to leave our houses. I spoke to this gentleman a couple of years ago. Things have changed for him in the last couple of years. Things have changed for the better. And he's now in a completely different situation, which we're going to be talking about. The person I'm chatting to today is a good friend of mine, an incredible creator, a performer, somebody who knows more about story-based magic and telling stories with magic, and especially kind of the darker side of magic. He's got a reputation for being incredible at everything he does. I am, of course, talking about the legend himself, Mr. Jamie Dawes. How you doing, Jamie?
Hello, Craig. That was very nice. What a lovely introduction.
No, isn't it? It's true. You're amazing.
I'm a huge fan.
And we're here today to talk about Alakazam Unlimited. But before we do, I think we just need to fill people in on what's happened in the last couple of years, Jamie. Yep. Because when I spoke to you before, and by the way, if you haven't watched Jamie's interview on Talk Magic, it's on YouTube, it's in the archives, it's also on the Talk Magic podcast, which you can get on Spotify or anywhere. Please listen to it, because it was a real insight into how to create magic, how to perform magic. And it was one of my favorite interviews, Jamie. But when I spoke to you, we were in the middle of lockdown. Mm-hmm. And none of us could perform. And fast forward 2 years, or 2.5, 3 years, however long it's been, things have changed very, very much for you. Can mm-hmm. we talk about what's kind of happened in the last couple of years with you and your career? Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So when I last spoke to you, I think I was working in a school. So I was working with kids with special needs and sort of helping out with that. And I loved that job. It was great, but it was incredibly poorly paid. The hours that you put into that job was just unreal. And then obviously I've worked with Alakazam for years. So I've known Pete since I was probably about 18. I think they produced my first trick when I was 17 or 18. I can't remember, which was Phantasm. And then I've sort of just known Pete ever since. And Pete's, if you don't know Pete, like if you've not had the opportunity to get to know him, he's actually incredibly helpful and generous with his time. And he'll always try and help even when he doesn't need to help. He'll always try and put everyone first to try and get the best out of everything. So since I've known him, I've just continued to produce magic through Alakazam. They are the ones that have produced the majority of my tricks now. Obviously, I've worked with other companies as well, but he just always did everything completely fair, to the best quality. He really cares about what he's putting out. He'll only put out stuff that either he feels really passionate about or that he knows people are going to perform and really enjoy performing. So past that point, you know, I've done countless Alakazam Academies. We've got the Taboo series, which happens every year. I've got lots of bizarre tricks out with him. I've got a couple of normal tricks. We've done just countless stuff. And then last year, I produced a new show. It's a play, technically. It's a play magic show. And it's a 2-hour full play, one-man play, with a narrative running through. And it's essentially loads of mini ghost stories. And there's a big twist at the end where you find out that all of the characters are connected in some way. And Pete came along and helped me produce this show. And he was there for the entire run. God knows why he did it. He didn't gain anything from it either. But he was so instrumental in helping making it all work, because it was a big undertaking. And then sort of as we were talking, he was talking about how big Alakazam's growing, because it was just growing too big for them to really cope with everything amongst themselves. And we just had this really formal chat about, you know, would you ever like to work in a magic shop or do stuff? I was like, it's my dream job. I would love to work for a magic shop. My entire life has been magic. It's the one constant throughout my life. I love it dearly. I care so much about it. I've digested enough of it in my lifetime to feel like it's a good place to go. And then, yeah, at the beginning, sorry, at the end of last year, it was about November, Pete said, let's just do it. We need someone to get, we've got so many products, we need them developed. We need people doing content. We've got to just up our game. And then he brought me on. So I left my last job in December and I started this one just a few weeks later. And it was literally full pelt. I cannot explain it other than full pelt. And to this day, it's just manic busy because everything's just growing so quickly and so massively.
And I want to talk about your role in Alakazam, but before I do, you still produce stuff through Jamie Dawes as well, don't you? I'm on your mailing list, and it shows just how nice a guy Pete is. Like, okay, I'm best friends with Lloyd Barnes. Lloyd works with Murphy's. Part of his contract is he can't produce his own stuff. You know, working with Murphy's, he's got to do everything through Murphy's. Understandably, I totally get that. But you're still kind of doing your own thing as well as working with Alakazam, which is really cool. You know, I mean, that's just amazing that you can do that while still being so like busy with Alakazam. That's great.
But the thing with even that is Alakazam have just got so many tricks to come out. I mean, even where I'm sat now, you won't see around my desk, but I've got two samples on a printer just in front of me that we got in yesterday. But up on my shelves, I've got maybe six or seven different tricks that we're working on, like simultaneously.
Well, I know you're working on one of mine at the moment, aren't you? With the
We're working on. Well, I think we've got a sample for another one of yours, which came in last week as well. So, yeah, it's we've just got so much. So, as well as producing my own stuff, obviously Alakazam will stock all of it anyway because it's Alakazam. But they've already got a couple of my things in the pipeline anyway. So we've got He's Not Here, which is one of my most popular tricks, which came out years ago. It's not been in production for years. So we're doing like a 2.0 of that, which should be out at Halloween. We've got this Polaroid effect, which I put into my show last year, which was in Taboos. We've got that being produced as like an out of this world with Polaroid photos. So, you know, they're producing stuff as well. But what's good about creating my own stuff and having my own outlet is it just keeps me focused and being creative and making sure that I've got my creative juices continuously going.
Okay, cool. And we can talk more about that in a minute. But I want to talk about you at Alakazam. So you started in January. I also noticed that in January, Alakazam upped their social media game because social media for Alakazam was generally Harry Nardi dicking around on Facebook. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, Harry is very pretty, and him dicking around in Facebook has got them millions of followers and views and stuff. And I know a lot of people will see Harry do a trick and they'll be like, yep, buying that one immediately. Don't care what it is, I want it. So there's always been that aspect to it. But Alakazam have always kind of not really put much focus onto YouTube or long form content. And since January, that seems like that's increased. I'm guessing that that's not a coincidence that you start in January and Alakazam's social media game gets upped in January as well. Was that your initiative, or was that something that like was talked about before you came in, or was all of these like what led to the decision to kind of really, because I genuinely, by the way, and I'm going to say this on record, I don't think there's another magic shop in the world that's doing as much on social media as you guys are right now. And I'm including, you know, I love the guys at Penguin Magic. I'm heading over to Magic Live. I'm working their booth. Penguin are amazing. I've got a great relationship with them. And they put great stuff on YouTube. They've got Nick and Eric, and they put great stuff out there. But it's nowhere near as regular or as consistent as what Alakazam has been producing the last like 6 or 7 months. And I think that there's no magic shop that's touching you guys at the moment, or a magic producer even. So what was your goal when coming into the company then? Was it immediately you like, I know I need to up the social media game? What was your head in the space with this stuff?
So my first project when I came in was Unlimited. So that was my main thing. I came straight in. Well, I actually started work on it a little bit before I started the job, because the platform that Alakazam have their website on, I know nothing about it, zero. So it's very much, I've got to learn about this thing, otherwise I'm not going to be able to do anything. But then we went to Blackpool Magic Convention, and Pete and Harry had this idea of doing these vlogs. So daily content where we just go around the different levels of the dealer hall, put these fun things together, a little bit of byplay behind the scenes, and just see what happens. So we did them during Blackpool, and that was mad busy. Me and Harry shared a room, and I was up until like one editing these vlogs to make sure they got out. And you know, these vlogs are taking between eight and 9 hours sometimes to get some of these things done. But they were so well received and so praised by the Alakazam customers that Pete and Harry came up with the idea of let's just do a weekly vlog. Let's do a weekly vlog. We'll do these things, see how they go, and see if people like them. It'll be like just a bit of fun, really, and enjoyable for everyone to see. So I started like the first two of them, realized that in a very, very, very busy magic shop where everyone's constantly rushing around, because it is an incredibly, incredibly busy work environment, we needed to have structure in some way. Something needed to be done to make it easier to produce. So I came up with this idea of segments, a bit like Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway if you're in the UK, or I guess like the late night shows in America sometimes have little segments, silly segments. And I just started with alliterative things. So we had like Harry Styles, which was based on Harry Styles, the guy. We had Educating Emma, which was a bit like the Matt test, which was our inspiration for that. We've got Pete's bedtime stories, because the reason that that was about, through knowing Pete for years, he's got so many stories, and you'll sit down at a table with him and he'll tell you 15 stories. And I like the idea of us being able to share those and have them on video for everyone to hear for forever. And we had Oldie But Goodie. That was a play on a pun, because I always joke around that Pete is ancient, so I thought Oldie But Goodie would be good. But the idea there is that we're just highlighting old tricks that maybe people don't know anymore. And that was more for me, because I love rediscovering old tricks. I love it. I think it's great. So yeah, all of these segments put together, and then Pete said, let's do a podcast. We've never done a podcast. So we sat down and we were just going to do like an interview thing. And then Pete said something one day. He said, yeah, we should do music like Desert Island Discs. And I was like, that, why don't we just do that? That's a great idea. Eight tricks, one book, one non-magic item that you can use for magic. It'll be really interesting. No one's ever done it before. It's a completely different concept. So we started doing that as well. So that became a weekly thing. So I think we're at the time of recording, we're on 20, episode 20. So we've done 20 vlogs, 20 of them. And then Harry came up with this idea where they used to do this thing with the act. And I said, let's get some dice. So we started doing the act. And now the act gets more views than the vlog, which is really weird. So yeah, it's just nonstop. And it takes up, you know, two of my days a week of filming and editing. No, 3 days. So Wednesday we film, Thursday, Friday I edit everything up, get everything done. And then yeah, get it populated. So it's hard work, but if it wasn't for, you know, Harry, and like the thing with Harry is, we're really fortunate that we've got sort of young blood in the company, so to speak. And he is so passionate about socials. I don't think people realize when they see what he does, they probably see a 1-2 minute video, or it's sometimes even 30 seconds, and they think, oh, you know, it's just quick and easy. It's really not. He takes a substantial amount of time picking the right tricks, mulling them over, learning them, working out what angle, what to say. He's got his catchphrase now, which is unbelievable, which I found really annoying at first, but now I love. He puts so much time and effort into everything that he does. And Pete as well. Pete is always one for going, let's try it. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's try it and see what happens. So we're in a really fortuitous situation where we've got such an open group of people that are just willing to do whatever it needs to take.
And then on top of all of the stuff that you're producing on YouTube, the long form content, all of the unpacks and all of the stuff Harry's doing and all of that, you've now added to the team Chris James, who is a content machine, who's over in America in his little warehouse, just constantly producing videos that are going up as well. I mean, that's just bringing in an entire other, because his style is very different to Harry's, very different to Pete's, but he really adds something to all the socials as well. I'm very high on Chris. I think he's amazing.
He is. He's wonderful. Like, we've never met, obviously, but I hope one day I get to meet him. And, you know, we need a little workout in where we can all meet up, because I think he's smashing it on more than just the social media, though. He's just come in and hit the ground running. He's absolutely storming it. And he's another one. I asked him for a video for the vlogs. His section's Captain America, which I thought was just a quirky little thing. And the videos that he comes in, you know, he's really thought about it. He's edited it ready for me just to put straight into the vlog. So, yeah, he's phenomenal. He's great. And I love watching his videos. He's always got a new take on everything, and it's always a bit different, like you say. Yeah, it's great. I love Chris.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got an American section now, I mean, damn. I mean, Alakazam are really flying. Like, it was only a year ago that, like, you ship to America, but a lot of American customers are annoyed because it took so long to get there and so on and so forth. Now, with Chris kind of heading up things over in America, you're creating an entire new level of fans that are finding Alakazam for the first time in a different country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's storming it. And the interesting thing is, since we've done that, since we've moved operations on in America, that's now grown exponentially as well. So, you know, we're in a situation where this time next year, goodness knows what that's going to mean for our America department as well. So, you know what? It's just growing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's exciting for me. I've only been working for Alakazam for 7 months, but I care greatly about the company because I've worked with them for so many years. And I really care about Harry, who, you know, I've known since he got into magic. I remember him being at Blackpool for the first year and being this really coy, quiet person behind the stand, not really knowing what was going on. And now he's just an absolute sensation, you know. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen. And especially with the likes of Unlimited and the fact that we've got that going, and the plans that we've got for that are going to be massive. You know, I can't wait to see what's to come over the next year. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great.
Right. That's great. And I want to talk about Unlimited, but before I do, very quickly, you seemed right. After lockdown, one of the things that I think, I mean, obviously we can talk about the social media, we can talk about Harry's influence, we can talk about moving over to America, Chris James, yourself coming on board, all of these aspects have grown the company. But one thing that I've noticed is, myself personally, since lockdown's finished, mm-hmm. Alakazam have started bringing out more tricks than ever before. Mm-hmm. But not only have they brought more tricks out than ever before, there's been two things that have happened with those type of tricks. First of all, there's been a big diversification. I think for a long time, pre-lockdown, people looked at Alakazam as a mentalist sort of thing. It's like, hey, there was a certain trick that was an Alakazam trick. Oh, this is an Alakazam trick. And I think since lockdown, especially in the last 7 months, there's been so much, you can't pinpoint what an Alakazam trick is anymore because it's so eclectic. It's such a strange range of stuff from stage to, you know, it's crazy. But then also the other thing that I've noticed that kind of goes almost hand in hand with that is there's been a lot of new artists that have been developing. So it was always the same people pre-lockdown, I think. It was not that there were anything wrong with the people, by the way, but the same names popped up over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then since lockdown, it's like everybody, so many new people that we've never heard of before that are bringing effects and routines out for the first time. We're seeing such a new range of people that I'm being introduced to that I've never heard of before because of stuff that's coming out through Alakazam. Mm-hmm. Again, in the last 7 months, that's grown exponentially as well. Is that something that as a company, because obviously I know you have a lot to do with the production and the development of these different tricks and artist liaison and so on and so forth. It was that done by design, or that, hey, we want to get away from this image and we want it to be, what can you talk me through what the process was there? Because it's working, Jamie. It's working and then some.
Yeah, we've got some incredible artists that we're working with, but the tricks that they're coming up with are phenomenal. We've got one that we're working on with Liam Levenon at the moment, which we started working with him back in February, but I think Pete owned the rights to that before, which is just phenomenal. It's such a good trick. So yeah, I'm with you. I love the diversification. I love all the different tricks. We've got this killer Scrabble trick that we're working on at the moment. I have to be careful what I say, which is really difficult because there's so many things that I wish I could talk about. But I think part of it is, if I'm entirely honest, Pete just forgets that he's got the rights to half of these things. I think he sees so much material that he really loves and he'll invest in it. But we've got such a massive back catalogue that part of my role is, and hopefully going forward, we're going to get more proficient with this, is looking at the back catalogue of everything that we've got, everything that we've either got produced or half produced, or what needs a trailer, what doesn't, and then moving that forward. But I think a lot of the tricks, a lot of the time, Pete's already got them and got the rights to them. And we're just working on developing them now. But I do think that a lot more people are coming to Alakazam now as well. I think we're in a unique position now where, because we are all over the socials and we are everywhere, and people know the quality and the passion that Pete puts into the production of these tricks. I mean, you saw the packaging last week for Sticks and the production of Sticks, which is a future trick coming out by Eric Stevens. And the
Amazing.
quality of that is unreal.
Really
Absolutely.
is.
So I do think that loads of people are coming to us. And again, if you are a creator and you do want a trick produced, please come and let us know, because we'll put our all into it. We'll do everything we can. We spent last week filming with Eric, and he had a different aesthetic and a different style, and we really did go all out to try and facilitate everything that we could, from the packaging to the trailer and everything in between. So I'm really looking forward to see who we've got coming on board over the next year. I know we've got some great tricks from yourself coming out, which are phenomenal. We've got some great tricks from Mark Spellman coming out, and Mark hasn't released anything for a little while. We've got some great Nicholas Mavresis, who is like an Alakazam staple now. We've got some killer tricks from him coming out. We've got loads of stage tricks coming out. So if you're a fan of stage tricks that are in a box, we've got some incredible ones, including there was one we filmed a few weeks ago, which had a blindfold. And if you watch the reactions from the audience, we had a live theatre audience. My gosh, it was electric in that room. It was absolutely electric. So yeah, keep an eye out, and thank you to all the artists that are coming to Alakazam, because it's a joy to work with them. It was a joy to work with Eric. It was great to have you down last week as well. And we all had a little sit down and we had a talk through different releases. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And talking about Eric, you mentioned Sticks, but obviously he's got Trebloon coming out as well,
Yep.
which is going to be part of the Elite Coin Magic range. I think the Elite Coin Magic range is one of the things that's put you guys on the map as well, because very few people are bringing out coin sets.
Yeah.
And I know so many people come up to me and go, oh, I've got this coin set, I've got that coin set. And it's great that Eric is now going to be the first person outside of me that's actually contributing to that Elite Coin range. It's just amazing. And Chabloon is, fantastic.
It is. It's so good. And one thing that I found really fascinating when I started working for Alakazam is the attention to detail with all of the coin sets. So when all of those coin sets are boxed up, every single one is hand checked by a team member. So it's not packaged in a warehouse or anything like that. Every single set is hand checked by a team member to make sure it's as perfect as can be. And if it's not, it won't go out. And then everything's put in that gorgeous packaging. And that Trebloon set, Craig came down last week and we filmed some tricks in the studio for that. I think it was six or seven routines. And each one of them was just incredible. And I mean, the Trebloon routine itself is phenomenal. It's just visually unreal. And for the amount of work that you need to put in, you get so much out of it. But then watching your routines as well, it was just incredible to see it. I can't wait for them to come in. I'm nicking one. I'm taking
Oh,
it.
yeah. It's great. It's absolutely phenomenal, which is great. But then that brings us to Alakazam Unlimited, which has taken the community by storm. It got officially launched at Blackpool or just after Blackpool, I think. Just after Blackpool. So it's been around now for a few months, and it's gone from strength to strength. A lot of people are saying this is the best value in Magic. So we're going to talk all about Alakazam Unlimited. But first of all, you've obviously had experience building membership sites before. Because I know that you've had or have your own membership sites. There's lots of other membership sites out there. You know, there's lots of them. You know, Illusionist have Magic Stream. Obviously, I have the Netrix. There's a bunch of different membership sites out there. Was one of the reasons that you got bought into Alakazam your experience with membership sites and having built them before? That was this kind of part of, hey, Jamie's coming into Alakazam and Unlimited is going to be his baby. And what was your approach with it? Talk me through what was the concept and the idea behind Unlimited? Because obviously, you know, we see what it is now. Were you able to hit everything that you wanted to hit with it? And, you know, let's take it from the beginning.
So I think the weird thing about me is I'm a bit of jack of all trades is probably the phrase. And through my life, I've just got lots of weird skills. You know, at one point for 6 years, I was a barber. So I cut Harry's and Pete's hair now at the shop, which is weird. We did it outside the shop on a live stream the other day. It was very odd. But on top of that, obviously, I've had to do my own design for my own products. So I had to get into digital design. I had to get into video editing, obviously, as you've seen from the trailers and stuff. And part of that was a membership site. And I think I'm going to be bold here and say, I think I was probably one of the first magicians way back. I think Ollie Mearling was about the same time as well, where we created these membership sites before things like Gumroad and these platforms existed. And my first one, which was Digital VIP, wasn't a great platform. And I ended up rebuilding that through another website. And it, again, it was quite Netflixy style back then as well. And then I think Pete knew that I knew a bit about website design because obviously I've designed my own website and I've designed several other websites for other performers. And then I came on board and Pete was like, do you think we can do this? Do you think it's a possibility? I was like, well, look, let me have a look at what you're on. And it, again, Pete will tell this probably better, but it was before I came on board. It was November last year. And Pete said, look, I've got an idea. What can you do? So I went on online and found this resource. And I literally mocked up a page of what basically looks like a very basic version of Unlimited. And I did it in an evening and I sent it to Pete. And Pete just went, this exists, as in you've done this already. It's like, yeah, it's easy. I was like, we'll just do one tab there, the video will come up, one tab there, performance. He just went, I can't believe that you've managed to do this in a night. And I think that was the point that probably cemented in his mind, maybe it'll all be all right. So then, he's literally just said, make it happen. Just make it happen. Do whatever you can. So then I went on to, for me, my most important thing was functionality and ease of use. And the easiest thing to do is to make it a platform that everyone's familiar with before they've gone onto it. So that is Disney Plus, Netflix, Apple TV, the three biggest streaming, and now obviously Paramount, but the three sort of biggest streaming platforms that are all styled the same way. So that was it. Sliders with custom artwork. And when we first started doing it, we took screenshots from each of the projects and then just put titles over it. But it didn't look good at all. So each thing I ended up just doing custom artwork for. And then it sort of grew and we had the idea for the creators pages. So I said, look, why don't we have a creators page where people can learn about the artists? Because Alakazam have always cared about putting the artists first and promoting them. So I was like, let's let everyone learn about these creators. It's really important. So we put that in. And then we knew that people would constantly go, you know, I like that trick. Where can I get it? So we link the tricks below, nice and easy. The only problem that we did have is there were features people wanted put in and we still want put in that we haven't found a workaround yet because of the platform we're on. So the first thing was, is there a search function? So it took me about a month to work out how we could put a search function in, but that's now there, which is great. And the one that we're trying to work on is a way to have like a recently watched or a previously viewed segment, so you can see which videos you've already viewed. But that's going to be a little bit down the line because we're still exploring different ways to it. And then, yeah, Unlimited was born in its basic setting. And since then, it's grown even more now. It's so much bigger than what it was when we launched it already. And the interesting thing was the most common thing that people said, is it just going to be another streaming platform that's set up like other people have, where it's forgotten about and nothing changes and nothing develops and it's just sort of left there to rot?
That was what I was passionate about with the Netflix, like constantly updating it and not leaving it to die. That's so important, Jamie. And I think that that's something that you guys have found relatively easy to do because of the, let's be honest, fucking massive back catalogue that Alakazam have generated over the last 30 years or so.
Yeah.
Like, you have stuff that I bet you Peter Nardi has completely forgotten he put out. Like, so much material.
Yeah, we've got so much. But the interesting thing was, one of the things that people were worried about was that we wouldn't have original content. And now I think it's got to be at least a quarter of the content on the website's original. It's all brand new. We've got like the live Lipkin Academy that he did for us, Mini Academy rather, which we're calling Studio Lives. So it's like an hour to an hour and a half lecture, which is streamed live. So you can interact, you can talk, and then it's put up straight after for download. All of that sort of content is, you know, completely brand new and original. So it's not just our back catalogue that we're trying to fall onto. It's all of these brand new innovations and different ideas. So, yeah, and it's great for me. I think I'm probably, well, maybe not now, but probably at the time, the only person that had sat through every video, because I have to synopsize every video on Unlimited. And I think at the moment we're coming up to about 180, between 180 and 200 videos. And I have to watch and edit, you know, different pieces in there and the artwork and the synopsis. So it was great for me rediscovering the likes of like Jorge Garcia, who sadly is no longer with us, but genuinely in order to be able to keep his like legacy alive and those memories alive for generations to come, it's incredible. It's amazing because his effects are amazing. Tom Peterson, again, no longer with us. Phenomenal, phenomenal tricks that were just going to get lost to history. And, you know, we can't let that happen. We have libraries in the world for books. So why do we not have a digital library where people can go and find out these things years on? So, yeah, and we've got some great things still to come as well. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what people think of what's coming.
That's sick. And how often do you put new content up on there? Or not new, but content doesn't have to be original content, but how often do you update it? Is there a schedule that you try to stick to, or is it kind of just an as and when thing?
So we did originally start with 4 videos a month. So we were just going to put 4 up at the beginning of the month and that's it. But I quite like when you go onto Netflix or to one of these things, you click on it and suddenly there's something new. And I think it's really important to have fresh things. So we decided to do it on a week by week schedule. So every week we put a new video up. However, things have grown since then. So we don't actually put 1 video up a week anymore. It's not 4 videos. At the moment, it's 6 videos a month. However, something's happening in the near future, which will be pushing that up again. So we're going to have between 6 to 8 videos a month being put up. And we always make sure that it's a diverse mix. So we have a journeys, which is like an interview section, which is like mid content. We always have an archive trick. We have an original trick, and we'll have something sort of quirky and different that people can discover. So we do try and diversify everything. And then every other Tuesday, we have one of the courses. So at the moment, we've just introduced Andy Smith's Classic Coins, which is an entire zero to hero course in bite-sized 20-minute chunks that are going to happen every other week. And of course, we've just finished the Simon Lipkin Acting in Magic, which is an entire course about how to act, improvisation, how to hold yourself, how to walk onto the stage. Literally, the sky's the limit. And that was so much fun to film. We've got a great SpongeBall course, which is coming out, which is Zero to Hero in SpongeBalls. We've got the wonderful guys at Kev G and Colin Klaus with the Refractor Project have given us an entire course for learning the Rubik's Cube, but from a magician's perspective. And then we're going to put loads of Rubik's Cube magic up. So we're going to have a section for Rubik's Cubes going up. So, you know, again, it's just growing and growing and growing, and it's turning into a beast of a website that we hope everyone's really enjoying.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And what is a journey? Because you've mentioned journey a few times. I know, but for the people that are watching, could you describe what a journey is?
So a journey is an interview with an artist. However, there's lots of interviews with artists. There's always an interview with an artist. And what we're trying to do with Alakazam, like the podcast, like the act, we're trying to find ways to make content more interesting and a bit more relevant and different for magicians, because we've all seen interviews. But we just want something a bit quirkier. So a journey is, it used to be 20 minutes, but some of them are down to an hour now. It's a journey, a mini journey through someone's life, but starting before they were a magician. So the concept is, before you're a magician, what was the circumstance leading up to you being a magician? What was that journey like for you? And then we talk about the crossover into being a professional magician. Advice that they would give themselves before they became a professional magician, knowing everything that they do now. To lighten the mood, because some of that can get quite heavy, we have a funny, an embarrassing, or a poignant moment in their career. And we've got some really interesting stories. Some of them will never see the light of day. I've had to edit them out. They're very interesting. And then we find out about the artist's future. So what's going to happen in their journey? What do they want? What have they not achieved that they wish they could? So it's a really interesting, concise, different perspective. It's really interesting for me learning why people become magicians and why everything has happened the way it has for them. I'm editing this month Michael Vincent's, which is really interesting as well. His was great because Michael Vincent's just a legend. So yeah, and we need to get you down to do yours. We haven't done one with you yet.
I believe I'm coming down in September to do that.
We are, yes, and we're going to do a podcast with you as well, which would be great.
I'm very, very excited. I will be honored. Yeah, that's very, very cool. That's very, very cool. I mean, there's so much happening. I want to ask you something else, but before I do, let me just ask you something, actually. For somebody who's new, because you're charging, it's £5, isn't it? It's £5 a month.
£1.99, yeah, the price of a coffee a month.
It's insane. It's insane. Ridiculous. So what would you say for somebody who's just joining Alakazam Unlimited?
Mm-hmm.
What are the, as the person who's watched all the content on there, if you had to say top five tricks to start with, or top five pieces of content on Unlimited, what would you say? And I know it's hard to choose because there's so much on there, but if somebody's right, I'm watching this, I'm going to go and subscribe right now, where do I start? Because there's a lot of stuff on there. What are the top five, in your opinion, Jamie?
In my opinion, so if I'm trying to be diverse about it and try and think of different things from different things as opposed to my bias in what I like, I would probably say Andy's Coin Course is going to be great for those who are maybe a little bit clued up with coin magic but aren't confident with coin magic. I think he will turn you from a zero to hero. I've sat through the videos and I've watched them, and when I'm editing them, a lot of the time I'm sat there with coins going, oh, that's a really interesting way of doing it. So in terms of coins, I would go straight to Andy's Coin Course. Performance, you've got the likes of Don's Card Stab, which was a massive favorite from everyone that subscribed. Don's Card Stab was by Tom Peterson, and it's just an incredible routine that uses a special deck of cards. And it's like a multi-phase routine. That's a killer. If you want comedy magic, John Archer is your man to go to. Me and Harry have spent many, many hours sat down laughing at watching his performances back, because they're just so funny and quite often near the mark, but in a great way. He's really, really funny. Simon Lipkin's Studio Live was just phenomenal. He taught three or four routines on there. One of them is this killer routine with two billets, and even the thing that he teaches in order to get the first bit of information was incredible. Simon Lipkin's acting, honestly, I could go. So passionate about everything that's on there. But yeah, his acting through magic course was phenomenal. But we are acutely aware that there's a lot on there. And we early days we put a little option that when people cancel, they can put an option of why they've cancelled. And one of them was it's just overwhelming. There's too much on there. So we set something up called highlights, unlimited highlights. And we do one of these a week. And the idea is that Harry, I give Harry a video, he puts it on, and I film him talking about that. And that is in, we've got channels. So when you go on Unlimited, there are different things. You have creator pages, which tell you about the creator. You have the trick videos, which you can learn the tricks. And then we have channels, and each channel is a themed thing. So we have Alakazam TV, Courses, Studio Live Catch Up, Legends, which is coming soon. And another one, which I can't remember at the moment. It was just so much on there. But Alakazam TV is where we put all of our videos for entertainment. Oh, theatre was the other one. So you can just go there to watch our fun videos. And when you go in there, there are highlights. And you can go to there straight away when you sign up to Alakazam, go straight to that section. And we've highlighted a couple of the routines that we like. So you can go straight in there, find out about them, find out what we think about them. Sometimes Harry gives little ideas and touches on them. And it's just a really nice way to get into Unlimited. But the other great thing is we've got a forum. So a great way to discover new things on there, head onto the forum, ask everyone else what they enjoy, get a conversation going. The Alaka fam is the best group of people that we could ever wish for in magic. We've got such a wonderful community. Everyone riles behind each other. Everyone's so lovely to each other. Everyone's just supportive. You know, there's no judgment from anyone. So go to the forum, have a chat with everyone and see what they find. But yeah, straight away to all of those different people and more. You know, we've got Mark Spellman, who's got a great trick called Take Note with Pete and Ardy, which just uses some bills. Yeah, there's just tons of great content. We do have a beginner section as well. So if you want to go to the beginner section, you can go there and find tricks that I believe require very little to no skill, and you can get your chops doing those routines.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. Wow. So much content. This is just ridiculous. But we have an exclusive. You mentioned the word legends there.
Yes.
I know this is something that both you and Pete and Harry have been working very, very hard with behind the scenes. And you've got some something coming soon that's incredible, right? Would you, can you talk about this?
Yeah, so Pete gave me permission just before this to talk about it. Now, only a few close people know about this. So way back during Blackpool, when this was coming out, we had the idea of trying to acquire something for Unlimited that we felt passionately, particularly me and Pete, because we grew up with this. Harry was maybe less aware because he hadn't grown up with that necessarily, but obviously he's learned so much over the past 6, 7 years. He knows everything about it now. So when we mentioned it, Harry was like, "Let's do it then. Let's get it." And I said, "Oh, Harry, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that." And Harry was like, "Trust me, I'll get the job done." And bless him, he worked really, really hard to get this to be a thing that happened. And he feels so passionately about being able to bring this to Unlimited. And we have to give huge, huge thanks to our friends over at Murphy's for allowing us to do it because, you know, without them, this wouldn't be a thing going forward. So, you know, thanks to all of them because they've been phenomenal in helping us do all of this. So, yeah, Legends is a new section where we get to bring you the classic L&L recordings. So we are going to spotlight some performances. We've got one or two tricks from each of those LNL projects that we get to put on Unlimited, and you get to rediscover some of the best, most iconic performances, tricks, artists, and of course, audience members, because we all love the audience members. So we get to
On his back. Woo! Sorry, I'm excited.
we get to relive all of
Importantly, Janelle is back. Yeah, sorry, carry on.
it. So, we're so excited to get this out. We're going to start it hopefully this month. We're aiming to get them up within the next 3 weeks if we can get them going. And the first five artists, I mean the names, we've got David Roth. We've got Tommy Wonder, Alex Elmsley, Darwin Ortiz, Max Maven.
Oh, not very big names then.
Yeah, they're just amazing. And the thing was, what was great was when we sat down and we said, well, what ones do we want? What are the first ones we want? All of us immediately went to, Max Maven's, I think it's Hummingbird, that incredible routine that blew everyone's brains when it came out on VideoMind. Again, lost to history. We know of it, but it's a nice one for everyone to rediscover again. We've got some incredible coin tricks from David Roth. Alex Elmsley's four card trick, one of the best packet tricks that just uses cards that you have at home. They're just phenomenal tricks, and we're truly, genuinely enthralled to be able to put these on Unlimited and to have that as part of our community and bring this whole new generation of magicians and performers. I was very fortunate enough to be at the Young Magicians Club a few weeks ago and seeing some of the kids on there performing some of these old tricks that they'd seen on Unlimited. This is going to be an entire new demographic of magicians and performers that are rediscovering these incredible tricks that should not be forgotten about. And again, it will be your opportunity to discover the projects that they were on. It's your chance to go, Jesus Christ, that's incredible. I wonder what else is on that project. And then we'll have all of those linked underneath so you can explore them more as well. So it's going to be the go-to place to rediscover LNL. So, I'm so excited for it. Hopefully you can tell how excited we are. Harry's worked so hard on it, so amazing to Harry, Pete for allowing us to try and do it, and all of our friends over at Murphy's for making it a thing that can happen and being able to push the art forward and make sure that these videos do not die to history.
That's amazing. Absolutely phenomenal. And I would like to just say, please get as much Michael Close content on there as possible. He's my favorite magician in the world. And it's amazing how few people know. Get the pothole trick on there. Just get the pothole trick on there. Or the frog prince. Either one of the, any of the, any.
Yes,
Yeah.
one. Yeah, it'll be great. I'm so excited about it. I cannot wait for people to discover. But the hardest thing is not wanting to put everything up at once. So we've obviously got everything ready to go because the way that we function is we get everything ready a couple of months before or weeks before in order to release it. So I said to Pete, let's just chuck them all up. Let's get it. And he was like, we can't. We have to drip them in, because you want to give each video the time and the breath and the attention that it deserves. It's going to be lovely for people to rediscover each one, work on that trick, refine it, and then look forward to the next one as opposed to just chucking everything up. So yeah, I cannot wait. I hope everyone enjoys rediscovering them. I loved it. I've literally got cards here on my desk for Alex Elmsley's four card trick. So I learned them as well because I just think they're phenomenal. They're great.
That's brilliant. That's awesome. Wonderful. I mean, you guys are flying over there. Alakazam really are just flying. And some of the stuff that's come out already this year is some of the best material that's been released. I mean, there's some incredible effects that have just come out. I mean, at time of filming yesterday, you guys just had a live launch for Pig Kate's new trick. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That is definitely not a traditional Alakazam trick. Pig Cake, somebody you've never worked with before. He is a very interesting character, to say the least. I love Pit Cake. You know, he's awesome. He's somebody who splits opinion a lot of the time, which I can relate to m in many different ways. But Pig Cake is fantastic, and the freaking trick with the lighter through the coin—you see him do it, and you see Chris James do it. Damn, that looks good.
It's incredible. It's one of those ones that I think, if you're a social media magician, don't even think about it. Just get it because it looks phenomenal. But if you're a worker and you're at gigs and you want to do something organic, everyday carry is the buzzword of the year, isn't it? But it's true. It's a normal, natural thing that you have in your pocket. And to see what I love, my favorite handling is when Pigcake holds it at his fingertips and he sees it melt through. And then you just see it completely cleanly. It's just a phenomenal routine. It just
Doesn't
looks, it's great.
looks amazing. So you've got all of this new stuff coming out constantly, new artists, new tricks. I mean, when you talk about momentum, it's just building and continuing and continuing. I want to ask you a question. I don't know how much you're allowed to say. I don't know if you can even answer this question, but fuck it, I'm going to answer it. Ask it anyway. We've had some big releases come out through Alakazam in the first 7 months of the year. We're getting close to August now. What have you is there a big thing that we should look out for that's coming out towards between now and the end of the year? You know, like a big, oh my God, this is the thing that's you know, there's always like something really exciting, isn't there? Is there, I don't know, you could, I know you can't tell us and much, but is there something, anything you can say, even a name we should look out for? Or
It's really difficult because we've got really heavy hitters coming out. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, there are maybe four or five off the top of my head which are coming out this year, which are massive, massive releases. We filmed a great one when we filmed the trailer for the Nicolas Mavrès's chair test, auto chair. We filmed two other tricks. And one of them is this wonderful Scrabble effect, which is, you know, for stage, it's part going to be part of our stage range. And watching Simon perform that on stage, we were all mouths dropped. Everyone was just stunned with that. So that's going to be a massive, massive heavy hitter. I think you're going to love that. Halloween, we've got some really good tricks coming out. If you're a fan of darker, bizarre stuff, we've got some Mavresis tricks. We've got some Tommy Burnett tricks. If you're a fan of Tommy Burnett, we've got them coming out. We've just got, there's just so much good stuff. I could honestly, honestly, honestly not say that none of the tricks that we've got coming out aren't going to be fantastic and massive hitters.
I'll tell you something. The trick that I'm most excited for people to see came out at Blackpool. It was what I put on my Blackpool Convention 2024 Trick of the Year, Trick of the Convention, which is Bricked. That's not officially been released yet.
Yep, Bricked as well. Bricked's phenomenal. If you're a fan of Omnidex style effects, but completely quirky and sort of a bit out there, watching Drew perform it at Blackpool was one of my highlights as well. Because the reactions that he got, people just see that Lego brick and they're just minds blown.
Yeah.
They just love the whole concept. It's so well routined. The props are gorgeous. Yeah, it's a phenomenal trick, and obviously Evaporate, which was a massive, massive seller for us, and it still continues to be a massive seller. Yeah, we've got loads. Obviously, we've got Trebloom, we've got Sticks, which are coming out at Magic Live. They're not a fit,
Actually, that's
but.
yeah, that's something to talk about. So Magic Live coming up very soon. Again, Harry and Pete are going to be there,
They are indeed.
but they've got a guest on their stand as well this year.
They do. Mr. Eric Stevens will
Mr.
be.
Eric Stevens, who will be performing Sticks and Trebloon. Not going to be officially released straight away, will it? It'll be officially released later on. But if you want to get an early copy of that and you're at Magic Live, head over to the Alakazam stand, right?
Yeah, well, we're hoping to launch officially an effect when we're there. But
Ooh.
just that, Eric's actually got a third trick, which we're hoping to have a limited number there. And this effect he actually showed at his Magic Circle lecture. And the reaction from it, from the magicians, was phenomenal. And it just gasps all the way through. Everyone was like, that's so good. It's a wonderful working trick. If you're a working performer, it's great. It's super quirky. Pete has a really cool handling with it as well. So again, go grab that. So these tricks are going to be out, but they could be out months in advance. So if you're at Magic Live, go straight to the Alakazam stand, see the man himself performing them. Obviously, you're not going to get better than Eric when it comes to sticks. I was in awe of him performing last week. It was phenomenal watching what he does. And yourself, again, watching you do the stuff in especially this thing, which people that get it will understand, but that was phenomenal. So yeah, go down there. We're going to have lots of different things down there that aren't going to be out. They're going to be exclusives for Magic Live. So go there, grab them. And yeah, I hope you really enjoy them as much as we are.
It's amazing. Jamie, there are so many exciting things happening with Alakazam, but there's also a lot of exciting things happening with you. Before I wrap things up, if people want to get onto your membership, because we talked about not your membership, so your mailing list, because you're bringing stuff out all the time separately to Alakazam, how can they get onto your mailing list? I'm a member of the mailing list. I see new stuff coming out all of the time. Let's just quickly promote you as well. How do people do that?
So yeah, go to just my website, jamiedawes.co.uk. I've got a little store and at the bottom there's a newsletter. I'm working on something at the moment, which I actually showed Craig last week, which hopefully
Oh, that's freaking good. That is. Oh, that's amazing, Jamie. That is really good.
I'm really excited about
That
it.
pulled the absolute pants off me. I had no idea how you did that.
It's going to be good. I think it's a first of its kind in the industry as well, but it's a lot of effort to put out. So we're waiting for the final stages. I've got it right on my desk here. And Craig, I'll be sending you one so that you can work through it. But
Okay.
yeah, I'm really excited. So yeah, if you want to learn anything, and the other thing is, by following me, I post a lot about everything about Alakazam as well. So if you want to find out when we put up new videos on Unlimited, I post all about those all the time. When we do new Desert Island Tricks, our podcast, we've got, I can't say who the guest is, but on Monday, we've got a very special guest coming on.
Well, you
They'll
can say it because this isn't going up until a week on Saturday. So this is coming up that we're filming this on the Friday. It's
Yep.
not coming up until the following Saturday. So if it's Monday, you'll
Even then, I can't say until it's out. I cannot say until it's out.
damn
But
it. I thought I'd find a loophole there.
we're like a mid-year release with this one. And we've been really fortunate. The guests that we've had on there, the guests that we've got lined up, literally unreal. And even for me, who's been, I'm as well as working for a magic shop, the truth is, I love magic. I really do. I digest so much magic. I love watching magic. I love learning magic. And much like yourself, we get to know all of these different performers, and you always come in close proximity, but maybe never meet a lot of these people. So I remember doing stuff with D. Christopher and not meeting him for 5 years. And Liam Monte, I knew since I was 16, but it took me 10 years to meet him in person. So you meet all of these people. So for me to talk to a lot of these magicians and performers, we had Bill Abbott. I've never spoke to Bill Abbott in my life, but listening to his Desert Island Tricks was amazing. I felt like I watched his show. I felt by the end of that episode like I'd watched his entire act. And it was phenomenal. So this guest on Monday for me is a personal highlight because he's probably growing up when I was, 12 and at school, I remember seeing things on bus shelters with his face on. So yeah, it's going to be amazing to get that. Obviously, we need to get yourself down. We need to get Nemed on as well. Have to get Nemed
Oh,
on.
yeah. Well, nothing no, says excitement more than Nemid Phoenix. Say again?
We'll get Ryland on as well. We have to get Ryland
Oh, he'd do it. He's just an attention whore. So, yeah, definitely.
on.
Oh, dear. That's great. And the final question,
Go on.
are you going to be doing another Academy at Halloween? A terrifying, tackling terrifying taboos and.
So I started work on it maybe 2 months ago, but this one's a little bit different, so it's more research based. So this year it's going to be, I think it's Taboos 8 years of Taboos, which is crazy, and it's called Based on a True Story. And the concept this year is that each of the stories and pieces of magic are real stories. So I know that magicians, and particularly bizarre magicians, love a real story that their audiences can go and research and look up and look at weird documentaries. So each trick is based on a real story. So you'll be able to go and perform them straight away. And we're also redoing the show this year. So the show that we did last year for Taboos 7, which was called All the Fun of the Fear, we're no longer doing it as a circus themed. We're at a new venue called Bilsington Priory. And this venue is an actual haunted venue. So we are doing
Wow.
a haunted show in one of the most haunted venues in the UK. In fact, me and Pete and Jenny, Pete's wife, did a ghost tour there a couple of years ago. So we were there from 9 at night until 3 in the morning, all the way through in winter. It was very cold. And we did a séance there, and we did all of these spooky things, and we got some very funny stories from it as well. So yeah, we're going to be doing it there. So if you are in the area and you want to get tickets, tickets will be going up soon. Come along, meet Pete. Pete will be there behind the scenes, probably putting everything together as usual. And it should be good fun. It should be really, really good fun.
That's fantastic. Jamie, congratulations on everything that you're doing. Congratulations on your work with Alakazam, the work you're doing yourself. You know, it's fair to say that since last time you spoke, you've just taken it up about 15 different levels. And I know a big part of Alakazam's growth and expansion, and a big part of what they're actually able to achieve right now, is down to you. So congratulations on everything that you're doing, and congratulations on everything Alakazam is doing as well.
Yeah, well, it's a team effort. It is a team effort. Everyone works so incredibly hard at Alakazam, but I hope that everyone's enjoying it. And last thing, if I don't say it, Pete will kill me. If you do want to be a member of Unlimited, we've actually got a 7-day free trial. So not
No
only
way.
$4.99 a month, which why wouldn't you pay that anyway? But you can get 7 days free. So you can go on there, check it out. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. But you are going to love it.
And you do that by literally going to www.alakazammagic.co.uk,
Typing on it's
going
there.
on to Add Limited, add it to the cart, boom, job done.
Done.
Robert's your mother's brother.
Yeah. It's super easy. You'll be there in 5 minutes. You can watch it, on your phone if you want. We've got a mobile version. Not quite as attractive as the computer version, but however you want to watch it, you can watch it at any point for $4.99 a month. And like I said, look out for legends. Look out for legends. It's going to be good.
No brainer, absolutely no brainer, mate. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll see each other again very, very soon. But thanks for jumping on Magic TV. I really appreciate it. Guys, do me a favor, leave a comment down below. Let Jamie know what you think of the interview. Secondly, go over to Jamie's website and sign up to his mailing list. Third of all, if you're anywhere near the Ashford area, make sure you go and get tickets for his show. Fourth of all, get onto Alakazam Unlimited. And if you haven't already done so, follow Alakazam on every single social media channel they do, because there's nobody putting out better social media content right now than Alakazam Magic. But on behalf of Jamie Dawes and Alakazam, thanks for jumping on this Talk Magic. I will see you again soon. My name's Craig, this is Jamie, and this is Magic TV. We'll see you again really soon.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.